Alison Auld, Durham University, UK, School of Engineering and Computing Sciences, Year 1 of my PhD study, and the title of my thesis will be Waste Heat Recovery by Organic Rankine Cycles. Here is a short description of my project. Have you ever noticed how hot the exhaust fumes of your car are? Well, they can be up to 350 degrees C. This is quite hot and means the car wastes an awful lot of heat energy. In fact, only a half to a third of the energy from burning fuel can be converted into mechanical power to drive the car. The rest is wasted. So many everyday processes burn a fuel to get mechanical work or electricity, but all of them waste a half to two-thirds of the heat available from combustion. Another example is a power station. The exhaust chimneys and cooling towers are huge visual reminders of the massive amounts of heat energy we waste in thousands of tons of steam and flue gas. My research investigates a way in which we can convert currently wasted heat into useful forms of energy. This will mean we can extract more mechanical energy or electricity for the same amount of fuel we use. In a world where fuel prices are increasing as availability of fuel decreases, using fuels as efficiently as possible like this is more and more important. A regular power station today vaporizes water into steam by heating it through burning a fuel. The steam then drives a turbine connected to a generator which produces electricity. But this only works at temperatures above 450 degrees C due to water's high boiling point at 100 degrees C. The idea of my research is to substitute another fluid with a lower boiling point for water into the same process. This means the new fluid would vaporize at a lower temperature and could be used to generate electricity in the same way, but with less heat. The idea gives us a method of generating electricity at lower temperatures than previously possible, but using a different fluid does have some technical problems. Traditional components designed for use with steam need to be redesigned to allow for the different properties of the new fluids, and this is what I'm investigating. I'm funded by the School of Engineering and Computing Sciences at Durham University in the UK.